Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Scary Campfire Stories. This is a simple tale, one that I hope you already know, at least partially. It all starts with building a nice campfire in a safe place. A place that is well suited to keep a fire there roaring for hours. It allows you to have some fun, to wrap some food in foil and bake it near the flames. Of course, some drinks, some marshmallows, sticks, maybe even s'mores. And stories. I'm sure you could easily imagine the sun slowly setting, the flames coloring everyone's gaze as you sit around the fire and tell those stories. The intensity may vary. Not everyone has experienced something scary after all. Some of the stories are very obviously fake. Others are more subtle. They contain at least a grain of truth, maybe more than one. It's those stories that stay with you the longest. As for me, I enjoy telling stories. When it came to my turn, I was all too happy to share what I knew. This fire, these flames, while they are here now, it wasn't always like this. This place, this very nice wooden area, with all the trees, with all the little flowers and bushes. It's just close to something else. But I'm not sure if you want to hear this story, because I've been told that it might unsettle some of you. If I tell this, do your best to still be able to sleep. Like I said, this area wasn't always like this. Let me tell you a story of quite a while ago, when all of this was simply the gardens of a building not far from here. If you look in the forest, you might still find some of the ruins of what was here before. Some say it was a hospital, while others say it was an asylum of some sort. It's hard to be perfectly certain, and looking into the archives didn't make it any easier to find out the truth. Apparently, what happened there wasn't entirely above board. Now, any notions that these woods are haunted is ridiculous, of course. Not by ghosts, anyway. No, it's the people that were kept there, and their descendants that might be a problem if you encounter them here. I wonder how much you'd want to explore if you found those ruins. Trying to find the corridors that were there before, the many rooms that contained people and tried to heal them. If you close your eyes, I'm sure you could imagine such an institution. Walls painted a particular shade of green and white. Doors more solid than they needed to be, either for their protection or for something else. Orderlies walking the halls, patients patiently staring into nothingness as they were waiting to be helped. Out here, far away from anywhere else, it was easy to keep them in check, and any rumors of tests that were done on these people were, of course, flights of fancy. Someone told me once that there was a very peculiar set of experiments there. Maybe even a lab where they were trying to change people. And while I wasn't sure what to believe, there was one instance that occurred to me a few years ago that I'd really like to share. I was walking the streets back in town, quite a ways away from here. It was late, like now, a little chilly perhaps, and there was a stranger. Before I saw them, their eyes appeared to glow. I wasn't sure if this was a trick of the light or something else. But as I walked closer, I noticed that they looked familiar. I'm sure that if you saw them, you too would be convinced that they are someone you know very well, that you might not have seen in a couple of years, but you're still, well, they're hanging up there somewhere in your memory, but you can't quite remember their name. You get into that awkward place where you want to say hello and want to greet them as someone you know, but because you don't know their name, you kind of get stuck. The stranger approached me. The familiar shape, sound, but something felt off. Every so often, their eyes appeared to flicker with a light that came from the inside. When I looked behind them, it was almost like I saw others following them. Shapes and shadows. But whenever I tried to look over their shoulder, they were no longer there. The familiar stranger appeared not to care and simply smiled. They had a story to tell me, and of course I was only too polite to walk further. They told me of a candle that could never go out. It was something that they found in their attic just a while ago, and it was the most fascinating thing. No matter how windy it was or how much you tried to blow it out, the flame would keep going. Most of the time the flame would be a familiar yellow hue, but every so often it almost seemed like it would shift in color. the slightest hint of blues and greens, of oranges and reds, sometimes even a bit of purple. And that flame just kept pulling you in, fascinating, completely drawing you into its light. At one point, you found yourself mindlessly drifting, staring at the flame. And you didn't even notice when it was picked up and moved. Your gaze just follows the flame. Everywhere it goes, you follow. Walking along the street, following whoever was holding the candle, the light, the flame. Sometimes it felt colder, as if you'd forgotten to put on a coat and the chill winds brushed over your skin. Other times it felt warmer, as if you'd had entered a building or a place with heating. There was no way to look around you. The flame in front of you, the slight flickering, was all there was, and so easily lost in the beautiful, shimmering flame were you that you just kept drifting deeper. You heard a voice. The voice sounded familiar. It told you things. It told you things that kept putting you in a deeper state, drifting. It was almost like you were being carried along a certain route, and yet your own legs were helping. For a moment, your attention shifted. A blink and the candle is gone. The familiar stranger looked deep into your eyes, their shimmering eyes like the flame itself pulling you in. They stepped in front of you, and you could swear you knew what their name was. But before you could speak, you blinked and they disappeared. For a moment, you were alone. Dark streets, light in the distance. The streets seemed unfamiliar. The lampposts not the same as those when you started. Much older, more classic in design. The lights on them, not the bright ones you knew, but flickering flames that seemed to guide you. In the distance there was a light. Sometimes the light was very bright, other times it seemed to fade completely. You had to go deeper into the state, letting yourself drop into the emptiness, the darkness, to find the light. a blinding light. Once your eyes adjusted, in the distance you could see a lighthouse. You were nowhere near the ocean or the sea. A lighthouse was there nonetheless. And that lighthouse seemed to ask you, to beckon you, to come closer. It was so strange to be lost in a maze of stories, a labyrinth of legends. When you blinked, you found yourself back at the facility, the asylum, the whatever it was. Another blink and you saw the face again of that familiar stranger. And another blink reminded you that you were simply sitting in front of a fire listening to stories. It was difficult to draw your eyes away from the flames, so fascinating. The marshmallows hitting forgotten on sticks as you all drifted further away. Something was wrong. Something was not as it was supposed to be. And then a drop, as everyone seemed to let go and fall. Part of you was trapped. Part of your mind was fluttering in the flames. A few thoughts burned to ashes, and then nothing. A wonderful emptiness, a darkness that you will remember. Nothing else. As I finished my story around the campfire, there will be a moment when everyone will wake again. And as they blink, slowly adjusting themselves, realizing that they had drifted off in front of the flames, almost nobody dared to look at each other, wondering what they had remembered or forgotten, which thoughts had been burned in the flames. The stories all seemed nice enough, but were they? Or was there something you'd missed? Deep inside there was still a feeling. Something knew that something wasn't right. And just for a moment after you wake, you will see the familiar stranger again.